Well, life with heart failure is really quite restricted, particularly for those patients who are suffering with multiple symptoms. And this is on a daily basis. So in terms of carrying out their daily routine, going to the shops, even getting out of bed, drawing the curtains, that kind of thing is really quite a struggle because they're constantly feeling breathless and fatigued, and they often have to rest and accommodate their routine to their symptoms.
What causes heart failure?
So heart failure is kind of like the end stage of heart disease. So the number one cause is a previous heart attack. And sort of there's a whole range of other cardiovascular diseases that sort of end up in heart failure.
So people with heart failure experience these symptoms, and often these symptoms can get worse.
Yes.
What happens when they get worse? Do people go to hospital?
Well, yes. The number one reason why people with heart failure are hospitalized is for their symptoms. So the number one cause of heart failure hospitalization is breathlessness. So they'll be feeling really breathless and have this really acute symptom exacerbation. And that's really quite frightening because they're often gasping for air. And, you know, I've read that patients describe this as not knowing if the next breath is going to be their last. It's really quite frightening. And this is often the driver of these hospitalizations.
So you've been looking into when patients with heart failure go to hospital.
Yes.
At what point do they make that decision?
Well, the big problem is that up to 50% of these people actually put off seeking care until their symptoms become that severe. So they're not actually seeking timely care, which kind of has some really not so great implications for them.
So as soon as it gets worse, basically it would be ideal for them to go to the hospital.
Well, or even just call for help, or just call their doctor or whoever and say, you know, I'm experiencing these symptoms, what should I do? But
what happens when the symptoms are severe and they end up in hospital?
Well, the hospitalization in itself is not necessarily the most pleasant experience for a lot of these people. And then once they've been hospitalized, their chances of being re-hospitalized actually increases. And if they're in hospital, if they go to hospital at that point where their symptoms are so severe, treatment is often actually quite complicated and they end up staying in hospital for a lot longer. And also their chances of survival is decreased as well. So it's really better to get in early.
You've been looking at why people delay going to hospital. What are some of those reasons?
Oh, well, this is really quite a complicated decision-making process, and there's a whole range of factors why some patients put it off. So sometimes they don't actually link their symptoms with heart failure or a heart problem in general. For example, breathlessness. A lot of people wouldn't necessarily straight away be able to link that with a heart problem. I mean, people expect to feel chest pain and that sort of thing. So when they're feeling breathless, they kind of, you know, particularly if they have asthma or another sort of respiratory disorder, it's really hard to actually identify where that symptom is coming from. So they kind of put it off and they think, you know, oh, it's okay, or it's not that severe. They think it's going to get better. They wait and see. That's really common.
I noticed in your literature review that this was particularly prevalent in rural patients.
Yes. So that was really interesting. I found that in that sort of cultural context, attitudes towards seeking care was really quite different. So these people had grown up, you know, sort of living a tough life. Like they've always had to work hard and sort of push through and endure any sort of physical, you know, because their work was quite physical, so they sort of had to endure anything, any sort of physical thing they were feeling. And they sort of had the same attitude towards symptoms, and they just pushed through them. So that was really interesting in that rural group of people.
What role do carers play in all this?
So carers play quite an important role, actually, because they often help these patients actually make the decision whether or not it's time to seek care. So a lot of the time patients will feel like they're just complaining and they feel like it's not a valid enough reason to call for help. But when someone else comes in and says, okay, I think we should go to the hospital or I think you should call the doctor, that kind of validates their concerns. And so that's really important. And also that they are often the ones to drive them to hospital or to call the ambulance. So they play really quite an important role.